it's not just JEA. When I showed you that the minimum flows and levels have been violated by 2010, that's prior to JEA's new permit. There's somebody is already pumping too much groundwater. It's not, it has nothing to do with the permit for JEA, and I know that's why everyone's here tonight, but those minimum flows and levels have been violated. So prior to the JEA permit, prior to 2010, too much groundwater has already been permitted. And so it's not just going after the JEA issue, it's finding out who is doing that excess groundwater pumping, and then if it's in St. John's, then going to St. John's and saying, you over-permitted. Now, in the Tampa Bay area, it's been alluded to a number of times, they had the same situation. Tampa Bay Water was pumping 200 million gallons per day, and all the lakes and the wetlands had dried up. And after 2 years of litigation, the district and Tampa Bay Water ponied up $1 billion, and they built a surface water system. They built a seawater desalination plant. They had the largest recycled, reclaimed water system in the United States and a very strong conservation effort. And they reduced pumping from those well fields, from those 11 well fields in Pasco County, by 60 million gallons per day. And that's what needs to happen here.